Welcome to the 10 Minutes from the Top series from the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. My name is Laura Dearda, and I'm an editor-in-chief of Becker's Spine Review. I'm joined today by minimally invasive and endoscopic spine surgeon Dr. Peter Derman of Texas Back Institute. We will discuss four quick questions related to where his practice is now and where he's headed in the future. Dr. Derman, thank you for joining us. My first question is, what is the status quo of your practice right now?
We certainly live in an interesting time right now. So my practice looks a lot different than it did a couple months ago, and hopefully different than it will in several months from now. But right now, I'm seeing patients primarily via telemedicine, obviously as a result of the coronavirus situation. So the kind of default for me is seeing patients via telemedicine, both new patients and follow-ups and established patients. Occasionally, it will be necessary for me to see a patient in person. I saw a gentleman yesterday who has what I suspected was cervical myelopathy, but it's one of the few things that's hard to really examine fully via telemedicine. So I did have him after initially evaluating via telemedicine. I did see him in person afterwards. But kind of the status quo, at least right now, is still to try to do as much as possible via telemedicine to decrease everyone's exposure. Certain patients who don't have kind of the technology or don't feel comfortable with telemedicine, I am also seeing those patients in person too on a case-by-case basis. And then from the surgical side, for about the last 7 weeks or so, we were unable to do any non-emergent surgery. And so for the vast majority of my patients who are surgical, we were just kind of in this limbo of waiting until these restrictions were lifted and it was deemed safe enough to do this. So I did basically just a handful of cases, called equina, emergent type things during that 6-7 week period. And fortunately, last week, things opened up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area such that we can now do non-emergent surgeries, which has really been helpful for my patients. I feel so bad for and empathize with all of these patients who have been waiting, some of them in excruciating pain. While their surgery is not emergent, it doesn't mean it's not important. And I have patients who had difficulty even walking across their bedroom to get to the bathroom. They were in so much pain, but were having to wait for surgery. So as of last week, we are now doing kind of these non-emergent elective cases. So that's been really good to be able to actually help people again from a surgical perspective.
That's great to hear. I'm wondering now, when you look back at your outlook for your practice and strategy about 2 or 3 months ago versus now, what was different back then and how has your outlook changed?
Certainly strategy, telemedicine is the big thing, right? And almost none of us were doing telemedicine to any significant amount. And that was largely because the payers had a lot of restrictions on it, which have subsequently been lifted. And so, you know, I've gone from, you know, the typical doctor, go see your patients in the office, go operate some days, to, you know, 3 days a week, I work from home doing telemedicine appointments. Things are not as busy as they were pre-coronavirus from an office-based or surgery-based perspective. Part of that is I think patients were not aware necessarily that the telemedicine option exists. The other thing is I think people have a lot of other things on their minds. So, you know, the relative importance of their back or neck issue might be less to them. So they're not seeking as much treatment. But that I'm perceiving is picking up as this goes on longer. And there's maybe more comfort with seeking care and more knowledge that telemedicine is an option. From a surgical perspective, we're now closer to normal. There are a lot of safeguards that are being put into place. It varies somewhat hospital by hospital, but there's some overarching themes, at least here in the area. Coronavirus testing is being done for all of the patients at the hospitals that I operate at. I operate at some specialty hospitals that do not have, they're not general hospitals, so they don't have coronavirus patients, at least known coronavirus patients. So they're being very careful about keeping that the case. So they test everyone beforehand. Every single person in the hospital is screened when they come in. Everyone wears a mask all the time. And so these kind of things are additional belt and suspenders to keep patients safe during elective surgeries.
Got it. That makes sense. And then obviously right now we are starting to reemerge and resume some of those elective procedures. But when you're looking 3 months from now, is there anything that you see being different? What do you expect from your practice and from the patients that you're seeing?
Yeah, hopefully 3 months from now, hopefully things will be closer to normal. Do I think that it will be back to how it was before? No. In fact, in some ways, I don't think it ever will be. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. So 3 months from now, I anticipate that the patient volumes will have picked up some as people get more and more and more comfortable, seeking care, et cetera. From a surgical perspective, I think things will be largely the same. I think we're still going to be taking these precautions. But I think in the office-based clinic side, the volumes will pick up. I think that telemedicine is hopefully here to stay. So, this has been a terrible situation for everyone as far as coronavirus goes on many fronts. But if there's any silver lining that comes out of it, it's that we really have been forced to embrace this technology, which in many cases, I think is superior to the way we were doing things before, which is all in-person visits. And while there are some limitations to telemedicine, I think those are relatively few and far between. There's a lot of patients who I think are very well served by it. Patients who have disabilities or who are older and have difficulty traveling, they're much better served from the comfort of their own home. Or, younger patients who are working or don't have childcare, they can just log on from their home. And then there's a lot of patients in our practice who travel, long distances from other states, even other countries. And it's really nice to be able to just, for instance, for a post-operative visit, to check in with them via telemedicine rather than have them potentially drive 6 or more hours or even fly here just to check in and make sure they're still doing well. So 3 months from now, I think, and even further into the future, I think it's going to continue to be a hybrid model where some of our patients, and probably more and more as we get more comfortable in the coronavirus situation, but some of them will be seen in person. But I think that I'm going to continue to keep telemedicine as an option for many of my patients. Obviously, the big wild card here is what the insurers do if they tighten up the restrictions on telemedicine after this is over or not. But, your guess is as good as mine, but I think that the rabbit's out of the hat or the cat's out of the bag or whatever the saying is, I think it's going to be hard to go back from here.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. And it really ties in well with my next question. I'm wondering, is there a new normal that you see? What does that look like? Obviously, you just walked us through the telemedicine aspect and how a hybrid practice would work in that regard. But are there any other aspects of your practice or spine surgery in general that you see changing as a result and becoming really the new normal post-pandemic?
I think there's going to be a push to get people out of hospital sooner. Because even being an inpatient postoperatively puts you theoretically at greater risk and everyone at greater risk of exposure. And we're really trying to get people out and home. My background is really focused on minimally invasive techniques and a lot of outpatient surgery. So this has been something that I've been doing all along. But even myself, I'm finding myself trying to facilitate patients' discharge sooner and sooner. And I think that even after this coronavirus pandemic has gone away, and hopefully that's sooner rather than later, I think that will stay. Some of the taboos about sending patients home, on the day of surgery or the day after surgery will hopefully have further evaporated, and there will be more and more patients that are getting kind of multimodal analgesia and other techniques that allow them to have safe discharge home earlier.
That makes sense. Thank you so much for walking us through that, Dr. Derman. And thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much.